It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show. Guys, I hope you're being safe out there. There's a lot of ice on the road. The further up you go into the hills, the more you'll see snow, of course. This winter has come a little bit later. I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying it. You know, some more time where I get to see the ground. I get to see my driveway. So it's been pretty pleasant so far. Hopefully we don't get, 10 feet of snow overnight. But guys, it's important to take your time when you're coming into work. Okay. I've always had a hard time in the past, getting up early in the morning and just making it to work, not just on time, but to get there a little bit earlier. And so for me, this is something that I've learned. When you're rushed in the morning, you get to work with that attitude. You're there with that energy, right? I'm stressed out. I can't believe I slept in. I snoozed my alarm clock. I look like I just woke up, which you most of us do. And so I hated performing like that. So I got up a lot earlier. I would get up, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours earlier. And a lot of people, when I talk to them, they say, well, I don't know if I could do that. That's hours I could be getting of rest. Well, if you go to bed earlier, you don't have to worry about that. Okay. You have to train your body. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because it's winter already, okay? Just because we don't have 10 feet of snow, it doesn't mean that it's not winter. There's ice on the road. There are people flying off the road, people going into the ditch. And this is what's really scary. And this is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're single, if you're a parent, if you're, married or whatever, or a college student. Guys, take your time when you're coming into work. Take your time, okay? I've seen so many people just today that fly down the highway with kids in their vehicle. It's one thing when you're young and you want to have fun and, you got a fast car and you're going to make it to work in, a minute and you're living 20 minutes away. But every time that we speed up because we're running late, you put other people's lives at risk. Please don't be that person, okay? Fairbanks is an awesome city. I love it here. Okay. The locals are awesome. And we want to be mindful of each other. There are so many people that get into so many car accidents. So many people get injured because they were running late. They didn't make it on time. They're stressed out. Guys, get up a little bit earlier. I've had this problem in the past, a long time ago. Actually, when I first moved up here, it was about a little over 10 years ago. And it just seemed like, Fairbanks was such a laid back place. And I kind of got used to that. And then I looked at everybody else that I was working with at the time, and they were doing the same thing. They would just wake up, quickly brush your teeth, wash their face. I like to tell my kids, before we go anywhere, brush your teeth, brush your tooth, and wash your eye. but anyways, when you're in a stressed out, state of mind, you don't realize what you're doing to other people. And so, the people that I used to work with, that's what they would do. They would wake up very last second and just fly down the road until they get to the job site. You might not be thinking about anything, other than, oh, why are all these people slow? You're doing 90 in a 55. Guys, you're putting somebody at risk every single time. And like I said, I've seen families on ice in big SUVs, vans, flying down the highway. Can you imagine what would happen if there was ice on the road and somebody decides to cut them off and there's nowhere you can go? Someone's getting hurt. So guys, be considerate of other people. Okay. I know we talk a lot about, backup systems on the show. We talk about, other things, but guys, I want to focus on what's happening this winter. Okay. I used to be a tire technician for Bridgestone, for B of Goodrich, Michelin, Firestone. And one of the biggest things that, really, some people judge other people by the way that they, they dress up or the car that they drive. I judge people by the tires. It's not something that I do evilly. I just look at the tires and I'm like, man, either this person has no idea about tires or they got ripped off. or they don't have any money. Well, here's the thing. Just like backup systems are very important to have in Alaska, it's even more important to make sure you have the right tires. Okay? I'm gonna go thoroughly through what to expect, what to do, what to think. I'm going to go through everything that you need to know about tires, from small cars to trucks. Okay? Because I've talked to so many people that are my age and that are older who have no idea about tires. So when they go into a tire shop and they're like, hey, I got this year make and model, I just need some solid winter tires. What do you recommend? You're putting your trust in somebody else. Okay? Tire shops need to make money. Sometimes they are in a position where they're not making enough money, so they're going to upsell. It's important to have education when it comes to tires. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. I'm Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. And guys, we're talking about the importance of understanding how to read and understand how tires work. Okay, so right off the bat, we're just going to talk about all-season tires. Okay, when you guys go to a dealership and you go buy a car off the lot, in order for that business to make money, they're looking at every possible place to cut cost. Okay. And so one of the biggest things that they skimp out on is the quality of the tires. And when I used to do tires, okay, this is the biggest thing that I've seen. People would come in and I would, you know, this is when I first started. They'd come in straight from the dealership, drive straight from the dealership and come to the tire center. And they were like, hey, I just need a new set of tires. And this was summertime. I'm like, well, why do you need new tires? You just got this truck. Well, as we were getting trained, I started to learn why it's important to understand what kind of tires you have on your vehicle. Just because it says all season, it doesn't mean it's gonna perform the way an all season is supposed to. Okay. And some people are like, well, I have a snowflake on my tire. Or it says all season and it says M plus S, mud and snow. If you don't understand the wording and the way that manufacturers create their tires, you're not going to know what's going to work best for you. And I've had these conversations with a lot of people. Well, here's the thing. Just because it has M and S stamped on there and just because it says all season, it doesn't mean it's rated for Alaska. Okay? We don't have roads like the lower 48. We don't have winters like the lower 48. So every car is designed a specific way, right? Right? Weight, traction, all-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive. Handling, you know, control, stability. There's so many moving parts on this vehicle that's going to be affected by the kind of tires that you put on there. So just because you see all season, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be what you want it to be, okay? And so when we're looking at all-season tires, don't get tricked by all season. Okay. Look at the tread pattern. That's one of the biggest things. Okay. You want to make sure that it's siped properly, that if we had a rainy season, that you're not going to hydroplane. You know, these tires that have high tread wear, right? Where their tread wear is like 800, which is really, really good. The higher the tread wear, the better. They skip out on a lot of other things. And what I've seen is that those tires that are high tread wear, they don't perform great in any other weather other than sun, when it's sunny outside. So in order for them to make a tire that's going to last long, it's got to be built a specific way. And usually the way that they build those for high tread wear is not practical. It's just highway tires. Okay? So you get what you pay for, but at the same time, it's important to understand how tires work so that way you don't get stuck with a set of tires that you're going to be unhappy with and the tires that you cannot return. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. Guys, and we're just talking about tires. I want to educate as many people as I can, because in a winter season, it's the most crucial. Okay? So don't get tricked just because it says all season. Not all tires are created equal. If it says all season, look at the tread pattern and look at the ratings on the sidewall of the tire. So go on a tire, on the sidewall, you see all those numbers. Number one, tread wear. The higher the tread wear, the longer it's going to last. Okay? Number two, look at temperature and traction. There's going to be three categories: tread wear, temperature, and traction. Okay. Temperature and traction should be no less than A. A is going to be the best that you can get on those tires for temperature. On the traction side, when you see a double A, that means that's like the most insane grip you'll ever get. And usually you'll see those on supercars, more higher end cars, AMG, Mercedes, BMWs, M series, you know, the nice higher end vehicles, Porsche, you know, Ferrari, Lamborghini. You will see that Michelin tires have the double A rating. Now there's a flip side to that. Okay. In order to put all that power down and to be able to push all that weight without peeling out, you got to have a different kind of compound. So the silica compound that they put in those tires, they do grip, but at the same time, they do wear fast. So the tread wear, you're going to see it's going to drop significantly. So I'm not trying to overcomplicate this for you guys, but the next time that you look at a tire that's an all season, look at the ratings on the side. Number one, tread wear. The higher the number, the longer the tread is going to last. Number two, look at the temperature. If it's a temperature B, that tire is not going to perform properly in any weather. Number three, look at traction. If it's not an A or double A, you're not going to have grip in both winter or summer tire. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's an all season. If you are at a B on traction and or temperature, it's a cheap tire, very cheap tire. And that's all, you know, that's how a lot of people get scammed is, oh, well, how can I save the most money on tires and still have the name all season on there so I can run a year round? Guys, when it comes to like a front wheel drive car or a rear wheel drive car, don't go cheap. Okay. You got family that you got to protect. You got yourself. You got other people on the road that you got to protect. You got to do your part. Okay. Save up some money, get educated, do some research, find out what tire works best for your vehicle in this state. Okay, moving on to SUVs. Guys, here's another big one. Okay, a lot of people think that if they get LT tires, LT stands for light truck, they're the tires that are the next, they're the next ones in line, right? So you have passenger rated tires that are specifically for small vehicles, and then you have the light truck tires that are rated for either, you know, heavy duty SUVs or for off-roading packages or for actual trucks, anything that's under a 3500. Or 350. And so on a sidewall, you're going to see three sets of numbers, okay, other than the tread wear, the temperature, and the traction. Okay, you'll see something, for an example, like for a small car, P205/55R16. Those numbers tell you what the tire size is, right? So the width of the tire is the first set of numbers. It's a three-digit number. So 205 is going to be the width. It's going to be the actual width in millimeters for the tire. The second set, it's a double digit. It's the aspect ratio, right? So it's the width or the height of the actual tire. And then the R stands for the rim, right? So rim size. And then the following number will tell you which one it is. So if it's 205, 55, 16, that 16 is going to be the size of that rim. Okay. Whatever you have on your door placard, stick with that. Okay? That car was designed specifically to have those tires, or vice versa. Those tires were designed for that vehicle to perform the way it's supposed to. If you have any questions on what tire size you need, open up your driver's door, and on your door jamb or on your actual door, you'll see a little placard that will tell you the exact tire size with the load index and the speed rating. You want to match that, okay? A lot of people change sizes because they want to, you know, have better traction and they want to be able to cut through snow and all that stuff. Guys, don't start changing tires unless you know what you're doing. So if you have any questions, you need to know what size tire do I need, it's on the placard on your driver's side door. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere. I got some more information that everybody needs to know when it comes to tires, especially the fact that we're getting into this winter season, and I want to make sure everybody's being prepared for that.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. Guys, we're going to pick up where we last left off. Okay, I want to finish up on tires. Guys, don't skip out on tires. Okay, especially if you got a family, that there should be no excuse for any family member to skip out on tires. Okay, I'm going to break it down. Number one, not all tires are created equal. Just because it says that it's all season or M plus S mud and snow, it doesn't mean that it's rated for our mud and snow. Okay, if you want a true winter tire, okay, I don't care what shop you go to. I don't care what they tell you that you're going to get. If you cannot see, there's a, it's going to look like a little mountain. Okay. It's a snow peak, little symbol. So it looks like a tiny little mountain. And inside of that little mountain, it's going to have a snowflake. That, if you don't see that on your tire, it is not rated for extreme winters. Anytime that you see that, that tire is built specifically for harsh winters. That is the best you're going to get for a winter tire. Okay, it's specifically built for that. So if you're looking for strictly winter tires, some people love Blizzax. You're going to see that stamp on there too. If you have Blizzax, look at your tire wall. Okay, you'll see that on there. It's because it's meant for extreme temperatures. Okay, the softer the rubber in the winter, the better grip you're going to have in the winter time. The softer the rubber in the winter, the better traction. Okay, the harder the rubber, the less traction you're going to have, and the more you're going to slide off the road, okay? So make sure that you're getting quality tires, okay? When it comes to studs, I love studs. Not every vehicle needs them. Some people are like, well, if I don't have studs, I'm not going to make it. Guys, I've driven a lot of vehicles up here, okay? Every car performs differently. If you have a two-wheel drive car, you cannot compare that with an all-wheel drive car, okay? I have all-wheel drive cars. I will never buy a two-wheel drive car up here in Alaska unless it's strictly for summertime, to make it more economical. But we have an SUV truck. Guys, I do not skimp out on tires, okay? It's important because if you're on the highway and something happens and you need to react or act, you got to make sure that your tires are going to have that confidence that your tires are going to do what you need to do in order to avoid any kind of collisions or any issues. Okay. When it comes to extreme temperatures, guys, even if you have Blizzax, I don't care if you got Nokians, I don't care if you got studded tires, there are certain times where it doesn't matter what kind of tires you have, you're still sliding. Okay. I've driven on studs, trucks, SUVs, cars. When we get those crazy black ice winters where it's just rained on and it just freezes up, it doesn't matter what kind of tire you have. And unfortunately, that's the case. Okay. If you have an all-wheel drive car with ABS, that's going to be great. If you have, you know, winter mode, that's going to be great, but you're still going to slide. So be careful out there. Okay. And so when it comes to truck tires, right, make sure that your load rating is proper. Okay. I see this all the time. All the time. I look at all these dudes' trucks and they're like, well, I got the biggest and baddest tire. I'm like, well, okay, let me take a look. They got an F-350 and I'm looking at the ratings and it's like load range C when it's supposed to be load range E. Load range E is a thick sidewall. It's able to handle a lot of weight. And those 350s, you should never see a load range C. Load range C is a really thin tire compared to that truck. So whatever your door placard calls for, stick with that, okay? I'm going to give you guys a little cheat sheet. Go on Google and type in how to read a tire, okay? Everything that I'm explaining right now is all accessible online, okay? They're going to give you a breakdown on how to read a tire, right? They're going to point out every part of the tire. And then if you have any additional questions, like let's say load index or speed rating, that's a really big one, the load index. Especially for construction guys, welders, guys that go up to Prudhoe Bay, those who have heavy duty trucks, make sure that you're not skipping out on your load index. A lot of people find better tires because they're cheaper. They're the style that they're looking for, but they don't last long. And sometimes they'll have problems with them. Here's another problem that I've seen, and this will be the last thing for tires. Guys, if you got a truck or you got an SUV and on your door placard, it calls for LT and then a tire size. Make sure that your tire that you're putting on that truck or the SUV, if it says LT, stick with an LT tire, okay? If you put anything outside of an LT on a vehicle that requires LT tire, it's not going to perform properly. You're going to have less PSI. You're going to have a weaker tire, and it's not going to perform because the weight of the vehicle has everything to do with the way that the tire works. It's not rated for that. So stick with whatever the door placard calls for. When it comes to tire pressure, I know a lot of guys that are out there. They're like, hey, no, I found, you know, that this is the best kind of tire pressure for my tires because I got better grip. Stick with your placard. Okay. Stick with your placard. Nitrogen is great. Nitrogen is a great air to put in your tires, because it doesn't contract and expand as much as compressed air. All right, guys. Well, that's it for tires. Please, guys, do not skip out on tires. It could save a life or it could cost one. Guys, please make sure that you're doing your research. Ask questions before you start putting tires on. And do your due diligence, guys, and just take the stress out. Take the stress out of worrying about winter tires and get it done ahead of time. You know, I schedule every time that I go to Costco and I get my tires swapped out. I do it months in advance because I just know, and I know that whenever it comes to winter season, everybody scrambles the last second, and it's just chaotic. Okay, guys, we're going to go right into the next subject, batteries in your car. Guys, you want to make sure that your car is prepared for the winter. If it's your daily driver, guys, do a full tune-up. Make sure you got your oil, replace your spark plugs, air filter, cabin air filter, oil filter, of course. And make sure that you're on top of your maintenance before the winter hits. If you are the do-it-yourself kind of person, make sure that you're doing it where, you know, you're not out in the freezing cold temperatures. Batteries is another big one. Make sure that whenever you buy a battery, get what the car calls for. It's going to last a very long time, okay? It's what it's built for. So stick with what the manufacturer requires. Also, look on top of your terminals. If it's corroding, clean it up now. Okay, the last thing that you want is to say, I got some time. And then it's negative 40 degrees outside, negative 30 degrees. You had your car plugged in, but because your battery terminal is all corroded, there's not a good contact. And therefore, it won't start. Now you got to go out there, you got to clean it in the middle of the cold. And it's unnecessary, guys. So make sure that you are doing a full tune-up. Get your tires put on. Make sure your battery is a good battery. If you have any questions, take it to AutoZone. They'll check it out for free. They'll do a test and they'll let you know. And then, guys, here's the last thing for cars. Make sure you have an emergency kit, okay? hand warmers, feet warmers. Make sure you have, you know, first aid kit. I always have that. I have a trauma kit just in case, because you never know what's going to happen on these roads, guys. And then last but not least, I always love to keep a tow strap. I've pulled a lot of people out, and some people had to pull me out. And the last thing that you want is to be placed in a position where neither one of you guys, you know, the person who stops to want, you know, that wants to help you, has a tow, that they don't have a tow strap, and you don't have a tow strap. Now you got to wait even longer. And so make sure that your car is equipped with everything that you need in order to be prepared for the winter. Okay. So remember, guys, make sure that you know what kind of tires are going on your vehicle. Don't mix and match. Okay. Tread patterns do a lot of damage to differentials, and the tread wear is going to be different. That's going to change everything underneath. So make sure every tire front and back is going to be identical. And then batteries, make sure that your battery is, you know, that you clean your terminals, make sure that it has good contact, emergency kit, tow strap, and jumper cables. Okay. Jumper cables. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go into the last part of our show. We're coming close to our end. Guys, this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. For those people who do not know what Premier Kitchen and Bath is, guys, they are the go-to when it comes to kitchen and bathroom remodels, okay? They are just amazing, amazing to work with. I love everybody on that team, and I recommend them. They are the best at what they do because of the owner, Olga. She's amazing. She's an amazing interior designer. Everybody raves about her. There's a lot of well-known people around the state that she has done work for. She has done so many projects around the state, all around, and people rave about her work. Okay. If you guys have any questions, you guys can give them a call. Their number is 907-347-9234. Again, 347-9234. Or you can visit them at premierkitchen.net. Again, premierkitchen.net. They are the ones who did our kitchen remodel. Guys, we are in love. And it's a setup that we are not getting sick of. Some people, they go out, you know, they'll go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, and they'll get, you know, a design out there. And in the future, next 5-10 years, they're like, we don't want this anymore. Guys, we've had this house for quite some time, and we have not seen a single part of this kitchen that we want to change. They have met our every expectation, and we recommend them to absolutely everyone. Okay, Premier Kitchen and Bath, they're off of 29 College Road. You can't miss them. They're right there in that River Mall. So guys, before we go to, before we close our show, I want to let you guys know that we're going to be doing a presentation on backup systems for the state of Alaska. We're going to have it on November 8th. I will post on social media, so be on the lookout for social media posts about information on when exactly, what time, and then where we're going to actually have this presentation. And what we want to do is we want to just explain to our locals and anybody who's interested in backup systems, where they could ask questions about solar, about battery backups, about generators. There's a lot of information out there that there is to give, and we want to make sure that those who are, you know, wanting to learn, that they have access to this information. So there will be refreshments, there will be, you know, Q&A, and we just want to educate our locals, and just to give a better understanding of how backup systems work up here. Okay, guys. Well, we do have one more thing we want to share with you guys. If you have any backup needs, it doesn't matter if it's residential, it doesn't matter if it's commercial. Okay, at Gen Solar, we're here to meet your backup needs. Okay, we have a system for everything that you guys might need backup power for. If you need solar installed, if you need battery backups, system is installed. If you need a generator installed, we do installations. We also sell parts. So if you just want to buy a unit and you want to do it yourself, we sell solar, we sell clamps, we sell PV wire, we cut to length. Guys, there's so much that our business has to offer. We want to be, and we want to remain, that company that it's a one-stop and shop place. Can't miss us. We're at 29 College Road, Suite 14. We're that corner building at the River Mall. Also, we ship products too. So if you have an EcoFlow in mind that you want a battery backup or generator, it doesn't matter what it is. If you guys want any backup system you want to ship, we do ship throughout the state. Guys, give us a call, 290-3333. Again, that is 290-3333. If you guys have any Generac or Honeywell generators that need to be serviced or have still warranty on them and need any kind of work done, guys, give us a call. We work directly with Generac for home standby generators, and we'll get you guys taken care of. Again, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I host this show. And guys, I just want to say thank you so much for staying tuned in, and we'll see you guys next week.
You
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.